From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with The Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 21st of April, 2009. President Obama now claims it's up to Attorney General Eric Holder whether or not to prosecute the Bush administration officials who greenlit that torture of prisoners held in the so-called War on Terror. That's a backup a little bit from his statements of last week to the effect that he would not pursue such prosecutions. Of course, international law requires such prosecutions. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom has announced that he is a candidate for governor of California in next year's election. He could face off against former governor and current state attorney general Jerry Brown and or Senator Dianne Feinstein in the Democratic primary. Feinstein, of course, also held Newsom's current office from 78 to 88, and Brown was also Oakland mayor from 98 to 06. A Siena College poll released this morning finds 53% of New York State residents favor same-sex marriage, 39% oppose. One of the 39% is the allegedly gay-friendly Rudy Giuliani, who imagines that he can run for governor on that opposition next year. An event headlined by Minuteman founder Jim Gilchrist last night was canceled by a Claremont, California restaurant just hours before it was to be held. Gilchrist was set to appear at Buca di Beppo to speak to the Mountain View Republican Club on protecting the border with Mexico from illegal immigration. Restaurant officials told Claremont police that they canceled the event because they were not aware of the specific speaker's background. Gilchrist and the Minuteman Project are known for pushing for strict border control and immigration law enforcement. Critics claim they're actually simply anti-Latino racists. The restaurant decided Gilchrist's views were not conducive with Buca di Beppo's family atmosphere. The restaurant then reportedly closed for the day. The Mountain View Republican Club then moved the locale of the speech to an area hotel where they were met by community members protesting the event. This is not the first time a Gilchrist event has been canceled. The Minuteman founder was scheduled to speak at Pomona College in 2007, but backed out at the last minute because of an anarchist mindset among Pomona students, according to the Future of Freedom Foundation website. Contracts for most of the component groups represented by the Communications Workers of America, CWA, and the telecom giant AT&T expired back on the 5th of April. After weeks of mobilizing, around 90,000 workers are poised to go out on strike. A job action by CWA would be the largest and among the most significant labor actions in the United States since the UPS strike in 1997. It would also be the first major strike on Obama's watch. Among Project Censored's top 25 most censored news stories so far this year are the following: Japan questions 9/11 and the global war on terror. CARE rejects U.S. food aid. NATO considers first strike nuclear option. Marijuana arrests set new record. Indigenous herders and small farmers fight livestock extinction. Cruelty and death in juvenile detention centers. Mainstreaming nuclear waste. Tracking billions of dollars lost in Iraq. Bush profiteers collect billions from No Child Left Behind. El Salvador's water privatization and the global war on terror. APA complicit in CIA torture. Executive orders can be changed secretly. Guest Workers Incorporated, fraud and human trafficking. The Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. Seizing war protesters' assets. ILEA is the U.S. restarting dirty wars in Latin America. And number one, over 1 million Iraqi deaths caused by U.S. occupation. For more information on these stories, projectcensored.org. A report surfaced yesterday claiming that the father of Rubina Ali, one of the Indian child actors featured in Slumdog Millionaire, this year's Best Picture Oscar winner, was trying to sell her into adoption for $400,000. Now, not only does her father deny that report, the Jai Ho Charitable Trust, which was set up by the film's makers to support the film star's welfare, says Ali is protected and it has hired a social worker to supervise her family's circumstances. I mentioned a series of murders in New England the other day that were believed to be connected to sex worker ads on Craigslist. A Boston med student has been arrested for those murders yesterday. He's being held without bail. I suspect he would like for me to mention his name. A record turnout is expected in South Africa's presidential election today, even though the end result is almost certain already. The biggest question is not whether African National Congress leader Jacob Zuma will be South Africa's next president, but how large his margin of victory is going to be. There are over 23 million registered voters in South Africa, and a record 80% of them are expected to cast ballots. Australian rules football appears to have as many boneheads involved as American football does. Steve Malaxos, an assistant coach for the Fremantle Dockers in Western Australia, was being interviewed by the Perth radio station Sport FM on Saturday when he claimed Dockers players often raided each other's houses in Ku Klux Klan outfits as a prank. The Dockers brass now denies that claim, and whether Malaxos still has a job with the team when the dust settles is yet to be seen. Flying Officer Michael Herbert and Pilot Officer Robert Carver were Australia's two last MIAs during that country's involvement in the war against Vietnam. Their plane was believed shot down by a Soviet-made missile on the 3rd of November 1970. Now it is believed that the wreckage of that plane and possibly the remains of Herbert and Carver have been found in Quang Nam province near the border with Laos. That announcement came yesterday. Obituaries since I last checked include one for J.G. Ballard, the fantasy and speculative fiction writer. Cancer at 78. My favorite of his items is a short story titled The Assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, considered as a downhill motor race. Ballard told his U.S. agent to submit it for consideration in editor Harlan Ellison's collection of ultra-controversial stories, Dangerous Visions, but said agent was so appalled by it that he never bothered sending the story to Ellison. The Ballard story that did appear in Dangerous Visions was The Recognition, itself fairly good, but not nearly as good as the former submission. Henry J. Wallace has died. He was a bombardier sergeant in the Army Air Corps who survived the Bataan Death March and years as a prisoner of war held by the Japanese in the Second World War at Bristol, Rhode Island at 91. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. A judge in Stuttgart, Germany, is currently trying to decide on a lawsuit in which a man hired his neighbor to impregnate his wife. Demetrius Supalus, 29, and his former beauty queen wife, Traute, were very keen to have a child together, but Demetrius was sterile, so they began to seek out other possible options. The one they eventually decided on was to hire their neighbor, Frank Mouse, 34, to impregnate Traute. Mouse, who was already married with two children, agreed to do the job for the fee of 2,000 euros. For three evenings a week for the next 6 months, a total of 72 different times, Mouse tried to impregnate Traute. When his own wife objected, Mouse explained that he was only doing it for the money. After the unsuccessful six-month period, Tsoupalos insisted that Mouse take a medical examination. The doctor concluded that Mouse was also sterile, which forced his wife into admitting that their two children, in fact, didn't belong to him. Now, Tsoupalos is suing Mouse in an effort to get that money back. Mouse's argument is that he didn't guarantee conception, only that he would try his hardest. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.